It was actually the athleticism that defined the style of dance that he wanted to create. I mean, that was the whole thing. Gene wanted to create a particularly American style of dance. And he looked around and he studied with the classical training, the modern dancers, and nobody was doing what he thought an American male would be doing. And so he couldn't find the format, and so he looked to what was his training, which was sports, and particularly hockey, because he was a great hockey player. And in fact, intended to be a professional hockey player, but Pittsburgh didn't have a professional team at that time. But if you look at it, it's the low to the ground, broad, wide strokes, and that was the formation of the dance that he wanted to create.
Something you just said in terms of taking dance to the street, and I've read and in watching his films, he was always very concerned with having dialogue turn into song, and walking on a street turn into dance, instead of that formula that sort of came before him where it was, and now we sing,
right,
and now we dance. Can you talk about how he would discuss that with you, or if he did?
Well, he discussed it constantly because that's how he wanted to be remembered. And that was really the key, that what distinguishes Gene Kelly's choreography and dance from any of the predecessors is that the dance was actually used to further the plot. Instead of what you say, that they used to stick a dance number in, everyone would stop, and they'd perform on the stage. And Gene thought, no, you incorporate it, you make it part. So if you're in love, you wave off the cab, and you dance, literally dance in the rain. And that's a way to convey love and joy. And it's a universal language. You can show that around the world, and it says the same thing. People would go, Mr. Kelly, what should I study? And he'd say, you study everything. And he meant, you study economics, you study mathematics, you study sports, you study literature, poetry, politics. He felt that you needed this broad grounding in all subjects in order to be a great dancer, that you needed to know the history of it, you needed to know the connection between mathematics and dance. And he, when I first met him, he sat down, we watched the preliminaries for the World Series, and he explained the connection between classical ballet and baseball. And
what connection did he make there?
Well, it's in the timing and in the way that the game is laid out and the beauty of the movement. He always said there was nothing more beautiful than a double play.
People often compare Gene and Fred Astaire, and I don't make that connection visually. Did Gene ever speak about, you know, where the two fit in the larger scope of dance?
Everyone asks, what did Gene think about Fred and vice versa? And they compare them, and Gene and Fred both said it was like comparing apples and oranges. There's really nothing similar except they're both male dancers. And, you know, Gene thought that Astaire and Rogers were extraordinary. But what they were continuing was this European tradition of ballroom dancing on these polished floors. And Gene, coming out of the Depression as this young Irish, lower middle class Irish mix, said, I don't want to dance like that. I want to dance like people, like my father's people and people that did not have money. And he wanted to create something like Gershwin, create a particularly American style that didn't have anything to do with the European set.
Thinking about his work, his duets, his selection of duet partner of the non-human variety, you know, whether it's a mop, a newspaper, so many others, a mouse, knives, just lots and lots of them. When you were talking about process with him, did he explain where inspiration came from or how it came to him?
Gene always kind of joked that he never had a partner, and so he had to dance with inanimate objects. And so it was a mop, it was newspapers, and I think a lot of that was the innovation, too, of coming up with new ways to create movement and sound and dance out of simple things like a torn newspaper and a squeaky board and a mop, which is a very it is the common man. He's dancing in the Navy fatigues and things like that, or he's dancing on a construction site. I think anything to kind of, again, bring it down to the level of the everyday man and the everyday, make it real. So he's not in some fanciful thing often. He's just right on the street, literally. And that was kind of ties into his use of the camera, because one of the biggest things he talked about was that the camera is this one-eyed monster, and you've got a three-dimensional art form with dance, and you're losing that dimension when you capture it on film. And so how do you make that dance appear not flat? And one of the things is to kind of constantly move at the camera with his kinetic energy. So hence he's in the street or roller skating. And it's believable. I mean, you believe him when he sings, "Can it be I like myself?" And he just discovers, oops, I've left my roller skates on, and he's skating. And he used to skate all the time as a kid, and he'd skate up and down Rodeo Drive in front of our house. These were all kind of natural things for him that make the dance not so esoteric on a stage, but they're integrated into everyday life.